Welcome to the Camptown Cemetery, which was originally established as a black cemetery in the 1820s, while Annabella Harrington, one of Stephen F. Austin's Old 300, was settled here.
Down my burden, down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
Funeral rituals are among the oldest cultural traditions among African Americans, since enslaved people were typically able to mourn as they chose. A homegoing service is rooted in African culture that celebrates a loved one's release from this life and a reunion with God and loved ones. Rather than only mourning a person's life departure, services are typically upbeat and joyous that include singing and praising God, much like the song being sung. And those type of songs continue as the body is laid into the ground. Listen in as Charles Swinson, our noted historian, shares some of his research on those buried here in Camptown Cemetery.
The cemeteries are meant to be places where those who have lived are remembered, and it is here that many found their final rest. People like Wiley Ewart, a well-respected carpenter who was very much involved in building homes and a school for formerly enslaved residents, as well as helping establish Camptown Cemetery. Robert Sloan was a well-respected African-American constable who wasn't afraid to fight for justice. Louisa Mangrum Hughes acquired hundreds of acres of real estate and sold the land on which the East End School next to the cemetery was built. Sam Love was a beloved teacher who helped teach the young and old alike to respect an education which had previously been denied them. There are also those who led a more dubious life, such as Hiram Williams, a member of a black militia who also volunteered for the Spanish-American War in Cuba, while also leading a life of gambling which led to frequent scrapes with the law. And there are those, too, whose lives tragically ended much too soon, such as young Australia Warren Guy, a veteran of World War I who survived the war only to be tragically killed by the Ku Klux Klan. These untold stories of lives once lived and many others are being gathered so that we can better understand the rich history of those who have come before us here in Camptown.
I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, study war no more.
Follow the path around the Pickard Reunion Building and across Kerr Street to learn more about Mount Rose Missionary Baptist Church, whose members were instrumental in helping to establish the school as well as the cemetery.